You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences that I encounter in my everyday life and how I've been able to use them to drive momentum and forward progress in my life, and make some suggestions about how you can do the same thing. So this week, I want to talk about what it takes to build the life that you really want to live. And this is, I'm super blessed. I'm on vacation this week. I'm down in Mexico enjoying some sunshine and missing the Arctic blast that came through the Northeast this week. And I've just been really enjoying my time. And as I've been thinking about how blessed and fortunate I feel to be able to be having this experience on vacation, I started thinking about this really is the life that I wanted to live, that I imagined, that I ever dreamt that I could live. And I feel so fortunate to be able to do that. And as I'm thinking about what this life is, I started thinking about what it took to start putting this together. And it's nothing's finished. It's not complete, but I'm on my way, and it's really pretty good. And so I started thinking about building my life as stacking a series of bricks on top of each other, just one after the other, to build a wall that becomes a home, that becomes the base camp for everything that I do in my life. And using that metaphor, I started thinking about what are the bricks that I use to build my life and that I can put in place to be able to start creating this life that I really want. And what I realized is that those bricks that we use to build the life that we want to, and I apologize in advance, I'm going to say the word bricks a whole bunch of times, so I hope you get used to that, and it ends up being something that just makes it stick a little bit in your mind as you walk away from listening to this. But what those bricks are, they can come, for me, they can come from three different places. And the first kind of brick is the bricks of experience in our own life. And those are all of the things that you do, see, smell, experience, learn on your own from your own decisions, your own choices, and your own hard work, that you are actually forming those bricks yourself. You're taking raw materials of experience in life and you're putting them together and forming them into something that you can then use and you can stack on top of another brick to start building the life that you want and start putting together the picture that you want to see and start really solidifying that foundation of who you are and then those walls and eventually the picture of what you want to see in your life and what you want your life to look like. And so that first kind of brick that I see is the ones that we're able to form ourselves through our own experience. The second type of brick that we can use to build the life that we want and build the outcomes and the results that we want to achieve in our life are the bricks that are provided to us from other people. And those bricks can either come from somebody who wants good in our lives and is willing to help us and invest in us and provide that brick directly to us because they care about us and the outcome that we're trying to achieve in life. And the other ones are bricks from coaches or mentors or books or anything else that you can gain from somebody else's experience to be able to stack on to your foundation of your life and build onto the bricks that you've created yourself and using other people's experience to be able to build. And so that second kind of brick are the bricks that use other people's experience, wisdom, knowledge to help you build your own life. And then the third kind of brick, and this one kind of struck me as I was thinking about it is the third kind of brick is the ones that come from people who are trying to hurt you or harm you. And they are throwing these bricks at you because they think they're going to stop your life from building. They're going to stop you from progressing. They're going to do something that, whether intentional or unintentional, they're doing something to inflict pain on you, to stop you from doing what you're doing. And those bricks, they come that we have a choice whenever those bricks come into our life, that we can either choose to take those bricks from somebody else throwing and trying to stop us and harm us, and use them to build something good, or we can waste that opportunity. We can throw those bricks back and try and inflict harm back on them. And so those are the three kinds of bricks that I see as being the core components of building the life that we want to live. There's our own experiences, there's the experiences of others that have come before us, and there's the attempts of others to try and stop us. And all three of those things can help us to drive to the life, the end result that we are really trying to achieve. And so going back to that first kind of brick, these bricks, the ones that we build ourselves, these are the ones that we are likely to remember the most about. We'll know all of the details of it because it happens to us. We spent that time taking the mud and mixing it with straw or mixing it with stones or whatever. I don't know how to make a brick. I'm spitballing here, but you know, when you take all of those things and you put them into a form and you build that square and you say, this is something that I did. I was able to learn this because I saw this. I experienced this. I started this business endeavor and somebody didn't pay their invoice because I was willing to trust them maybe more than I should trust somebody in a business relationship. Or I didn't trust somebody enough in a business relationship and they ended up feeling like I was spying on them or something and that relationship broke. Or I tried a new role and then it didn't work out. Or I didn't try a role and I missed out on the opportunity to do something new. Whatever those things are that you do in your life that you get to learn from actually being there, from being the creator of that experience, something that nobody else has ever done before, nobody else has ever put together, that exact collection of events at that exact moment in time to build that experience. That is something that is unique to you, and that kind of brick, and why I love that kind of brick is because that's where the beauty in your life, the uniqueness comes from, that it's not just copying somebody else and everybody has the same red bricks. You have something unique in that, and that is what builds the beautiful part of the structure of your life, that you get to do something that you're building your own. It's like a canvas. It's your own picture, your own thing that nobody else has ever done before or will ever be able to replicate. And so those are the bricks that are deeply personal to all of us, that those experiences that we know are part of what defines who we are, whether it's bad and we're able to move on from it, or good and able to use it to drive better results in our life. But that's the stuff that's completely unique to us that we can use to build an experience or build something that is totally unique to our own lives. And so I just love that part of thinking about building the life that I want. I love that my life has something that nobody else's does, and that's me as the main character. And your life has the exact same thing. Nobody else gets to live their life as you because they're not you. And being able to take anything that's happened, whether good, bad, or somewhere in between, that everything that's happened to you is part of what's going to make this beautiful structure of your life, as long as you're taking all of those experiences and channeling them into something good, into something productive, where you're making that brick and you're building that foundation and you're building that wall up from those experiences. The next kind of brick are the ones that are provided by other people's insight. These are the ones that help us take shortcuts. Instead of having to live through a billion years of life to achieve everybody's collective experience and hopefully get the right sequence in there that will eventually give us access to everything that we need to build the life that we want to. If we start to see a picture of what we want our life to look like and we think, oh, maybe a little window there would be nice in this structure, or, man, I want to make this a little bit taller or a little bit wider, and being able to say, now I know what that looks like. Hey, you know what? This person has already done something that looks very much like that. It won't ever be exactly the same, but how can I use their experience, their knowledge, what they've already accomplished to build what I want in my life too? And so being able to take those experiences and the knowledge of others, being able to take the bricks that are provided by people who are willing to invest in you and give something back to you, and then being able to carry that forward and invest something from yourself into other people and share your experience, share your knowledge with somebody else who's trying to do the same thing. And that's the thing that will allow us to shortcut achieving the life that we really want to achieve in, and being able to do all of the things that we want to do, that maybe we'd get there eventually using just our own experience and our own knowledge. But if somebody's already done something that we really want, why not learn how they did it? What we do won't be exactly the same, but there will certainly be principles that we can glean from their experience and take what they've done and use that to improve and accelerate our own advancement. And so we take what we're already doing, we're already working so hard, we're building these bricks and we're stacking them, and we're building these walls, and now we get to have somebody else come and we use their bricks. And now instead of having to wait one brick one day, one brick one day, one brick one day, now we can get 10 bricks in one day because somebody else was able to give us 9. And that's, those are the bricks that will just hypercharge the speed at which we're able to develop the life that we want. And the third kind of brick are those ones that come that other people throw at us. And this one just, it made me smile thinking about it, that even when somebody intends to harm us, we can take that experience and use somebody else's bad energy or bad focus or bad intent for us and learn something from that and build something from that, as long as we make that our focus. Instead of internalizing that and throwing it back at them and saying that this person did this to me, so now I'm going to do something back to them, or I'm going to shut down this part of my life so that nobody else can ever see this brick that they threw at me. If we take that instead and say, this is something that has made me who I am, and this is something that's made me better, and this is something that I can learn from and that I can grow from, because it doesn't have to be something inherently good in order to, or something that feels good in order to turn it into something that's really incredible and amazing in our own lives. We have the opportunity to decide how we respond to things and what we want to do with other people's actions on our life. And if we're able to change our mindset and say, instead of saying, this person threw a brick at me, right? This person inflicted harm on me and did something bad to me, so now I either can just take the blow and feel bad about it and nurse my wounds, and or I can get bitter and angry and I can throw it back at them and try to hurt them. If instead I can take that experience and I can say, this is going to be part of my story now. This I'm going to turn into something good, because I know that once, or as I'm building this life that I want, as I'm building the picture of who I know I can and should and want to be in my life, I can add this to that story. I can add this to my life. And this is just part of what's made me this amazing, incredible person that I know that I am, because there's always going to be conflict. There's always going to be things pushing against us. But if we're able to find ways to use that to help us advance our story and help us to build the life that we want to live, it will just be another way to get to where we're trying to get faster. Instead of stopping because we got hurt by this, instead of chasing them down and trying to throw it back at them to inflict harm back on them. We can just embrace that and use that brick to help build the life that we're trying to accomplish. And yes, it's going to be hard work. And yes, all of it, whether it's our own bricks or learning from other people or taking the bad things that have happened to us, all of those take hard work. And it takes focus and dedication and motivation and forgiveness and passion and compassion to everybody who's around us. And all of that is challenging sometimes, and it will take real effort and work. But if we keep that focus on where we're trying to get to and what we're trying to do and why we're making those bricks in the first place, why am I trying to learn from these other people and take some of their bricks? Why am I going to forgive and use this bad experience that happens to me to help build something incredible out of my life? As long as I keep my focus and I know what I'm trying to get to and where I'm trying to be and what my life looks like and who I know that I am and how I can build a life that accurately reflects that, all of that hard work won't seem so hard because it's the work that we know we're supposed to be doing. And when you're working on something that you know is right and you know is good and you know is beneficial to you and what you want out of your life and what your intended, what your purpose is, all of that work becomes so much easier. And that's how we can use those bricks that we've built in our own life. That's how we can use those bricks that are provided by other people who are willing to invest or have done things in our life or done things before that we can apply in our life. And that's how we can use those hurts and those bad experiences from other people who have tried to do things that would inflict harm on us and use those to drive something good. That's all I've got for today. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard today, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you tuning in and keep stacking those bricks and watch what your life will become.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.